Hallelujah. Thank and praise God once again that we can be together online for our evening service.
感谢赞美神，我们今天能够一同聚集在这边来敬拜神。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
愿神的恩惠平安能够充满我们大家。
Here in the New York area, our churches have just finished the book of Ecclesiastes.
在纽约地区的读经，我们刚结束了，刚读完了传道书。
And in these2 days, we read 2 of the shortest books in the Bible.
那这两天我们刚好读到了圣经中最短的两卷书。
Yesterday was the book of Obadiah, and today is the book of Jude.
昨天所念的是巴迪亚书，今天要念的是犹大书。
Right, and then the next day we will move on into the book of Jeremiah. Yeah.
那明天我们就要开始来念耶利米书。
Now for tonight, I thought we can spend some time to talk about the book of Obadiah.
那今天我想花个时间来跟大家一起查考俄巴底亚书。
This is a very short book and a book that we don't necessarily really turn to that much.
这是一本非常短的书卷，我们也不是很常来来读这卷书。
In my 6 years here in New York, I've never really preached on Obadiah.
在我过去这六年在纽约宣道的时候，我从来没有讲到俄巴底亚书。
And I don't think I've ever heard a sermon here yet on Obadiah.
我也不记得我有在这边有听到任何跟俄巴底亚有关的一些。
Of course, all this is the words of God, so we should spend time to study it.
可是这都是神的话，所以我们应该要花些时间来查考。
So, before we look into the contents of Obadiah, I would like to first start with a verse in James.
在我们要来一起查考俄巴底亚之前，我想要先用雅各书的一节来跟大家分享。
Let's first turn to James chapter 4.
我们来看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4 and let's read verse 6.
雅各书第四章第六节。
James chapter 4 verse 6.
雅各书第四章第六节。
But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
雅各书第四章第六节，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
Tonight's topic comes from the phrase in this verse, God resists the proud.
那我们今天的内容就是从这个经节而来的，就是神阻挡骄傲的人。
Right, this phrase can summarize the contents of the book of Obadiah.
那这一句话就可以将我们今天所要讲的俄巴底亚书给包括了。
So this is a good reminder and a good warning for all of us.
这是很好的提醒，也是很好的警醒来给我们所有的人。
To remind us to always be humble and understand our position before the true God.
提醒我们要能够常常能够谦卑在神面前。
Because God will resist us if we become proud.
因为神会阻挡我们，如果我们成为了这骄傲的人。
But he will give grace to those who are humble.
可是他会施恩给谦卑的人。
Let's now turn to Obadiah.
我们现在一同翻到俄巴底亚书。
This is in the Minor Prophets in the Old Testament.
是在旧约的小先知书里面。
Right, the fourth Minor Prophet book.
第四个小先知书。
After the book of Amos.
在
阿摩斯书的。
在阿摩斯书之后。
And before the book of Jonah.
而且是在约拿书之前。
Okay. Let's turn to the book of Obadiah and let's read verse 1.
我们一同来看俄巴底亚书第一章第一节。
Obadiah verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. Please read it.
俄巴底亚书第一章第一节。俄巴底亚得了神的默示。
We can see the contents of this book actually is addressed towards the nation of Edom.
我们可以看到这一本书其实是要写给以东这个国家的。
So sometimes some of these contents in the Bible is not only written for the Israelites, the chosen people of God.
有的时候圣经里面所写的书卷并不一定是要只是写给以色列民看的。
Right, I remember earlier, several months ago, we were studying the book of Nahum.
我记得在几个星期之前我们有查考到拿鸿书。
And that, remember, that was addressed to the city of Nineveh, right?
那个时候这本拿鸿书是要来写给尼尼微城的人。
Which are also Gentiles.
也是外邦人。
Right, here it's written to the Edomites who are Gentiles.
那这边是写给以东人，他们也是外邦人。
But for us who read this, we can also reap a lot of teachings.
可是我们一同来查考的话，我们也可以学习到非常多。
Now, who were the Edomites? Who is Edom?
那以东这个国家或是以东人，他们是谁？
We can briefly review this.
我们可以简短的一起来查考。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 36.
我们来看创世纪。
We can put a bookmark in Obadiah, right?
我们先把书签放在俄巴底亚书，然后来看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 36.
创世纪三十六章。
Let's read verse 1.
三十六章第一节。
Genesis 36, verse 1. Now, this is the genealogy of Esau, who is Edom.
创世纪三十六章第一节，以扫就是以东，他的后代记在下面。
So Edom is another name for Esau.
以东是以扫的另外一个名字。
Right. Edom itself means red. Right.
以扫这个字的意思就是红色。
And remember, Esau was the twin brother of Jacob.
我们知道以扫就是雅各的双胞胎兄弟。
Right. And Jacob eventually was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
雅各最后他是以色列十二个支派的父亲。
So the nation of Edom is actually biologically very close to the Israelites.
所以其实这些以东人他们在血统上来讲其实跟以色列民也是有非常相近的血统。
They are basically brothers, they are cousins, right?
他们就像是兄弟，就像是表兄弟一样。
Now for God, God always desires that brothers can dwell in unity.
那神常常很希望兄弟能够和睦同居。
And so even though God chose Israel, God chose Jacob, right? But God also told the Israelites to deal with the Edomites better.
虽然神是拣选了雅各，可是神其实也有告诉以色列民，他们要能够跟以东人相处。
All right, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
我们来看生命记第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记第二章。
And let's read from verse 4.
第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 4.
生命记第二章第四节。
And command the people, saying, you are about to pass through the territory of your brethren, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, watch yourselves carefully. Right? Verse 5, do not meddle with them, right? For I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as one footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. Right? Please read.
生命记第二章第四节，你吩咐百姓说，你们弟兄以扫的子孙住在西尔，你们要经过他们的境界，他们必惧怕你们，所以你们要分外谨慎。第五节，不可与他们征战，他们的地连脚掌可踏之处我都不给你们，因我已将西尔山赐给以扫为业。
Here the Israelites were about to enter into the land of Canaan.
那这边 以色列民他们将要进入迦南之地。
And they were walking through the territory of Esau or the Edomites.
那他们先经过了以东的这个区域。
And God told them, this land is theirs. Do not try to take any of it.
那神告诉他们这个地是以东人的，不要与他们征战。
If we turn to another verse, God goes even further.
我们再来看另外一节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 23, verse 7.
生命记二十三章第七节。
Deuteronomy 23, verse 7.
生命记二十三章第七节。
You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. Okay, please read.
不可憎恶以东人，因为他是你的弟兄。
Okay. So God wants brothers to dwell in unity.
神希望兄弟能够和睦的一起。
Yeah, so same thing with our own personal families and same thing in the church when we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
这个也同样是在我们自己身边的家庭或是与教会的信徒相处的一样。
So when we go back to Obadiah,
当我们回到俄巴底亚书,
why did God pronounce these prophecies against them?
为什么神要讲出这些的话要来这样子来叙述他们呢?
It's because Edom mistreated Israel.
因为以东人他们对以色列民并不好。
So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit.
我们等一下会讲解更多。
Now, who wrote the book of Obadiah?
那谁是俄巴底亚书的作者?
Verse 1, right, going back to verse 1, it says it's the vision of Obadiah.
那我们回到俄巴底亚书的第一节，这边写到俄巴底亚得了神的默示。
In fact, we do not know exactly which Obadiah this is.
其实事实上我们并不知道这是哪一个俄巴底亚。
In fact, here, Obadiah doesn't even tell us who his father is.
这边也没有提到俄巴底亚的父亲是哪一位。
There's no genealogy here to really identify him.
这边并没有他的家谱来能够知道他是哪一个。
We might have been familiar with another Obadiah in the Bible during the time of Elijah, right?
我们可能会比较对于旧约时代的一个叫做俄巴底亚是在以利亚时代的人。
Right, but this probably is not that person.
可是这个应该就不是那一位以巴底亚。
Because when we look at the contents of this book, it doesn't really match up with what happened during the time of Elijah.
因为如果我们将这一章仔细的读过，我们会发现这个时间年代与当初以利亚的时代并不符合。
And when you look into the whole Bible,
那我们如果读了整卷的圣经
You discover there's actually about 13 people who have the name Obadiah.
你会发现可能至少有13位人他们在圣经中都叫俄巴底亚。
Yeah, I didn't realize this, but there's actually quite a few people named Obadiah.
我之前没有发现，我发现原来圣经里面有这么多的人叫做俄巴底亚。
Yeah, usually they're just briefly mentioned in a genealogy.
通常他们只是在家谱中很简短的被提起在家谱中。
But again, since this person here does not write who his father is, we don't know who he is.
那因为这边他并没有提到他的父亲是哪一位，所以我们无法知道他是哪一个。
But Obadiah simply means, in Hebrew, servant of the Lord.
可是俄巴底亚这个字在希伯来文的意思是主的仆人。
So he received this vision, this revelation from God, and as a vessel of God, as a servant of God, he simply wrote it down and pronounced it against Edom.
那这位俄巴底亚他得了神的默示，他是神的一个工人，他就写下了这个信息要来传给以东。
Now let's briefly jump ahead to Obadiah verse 10 and 11.
我们来看俄巴底亚书的第十节、十一节。
Obadiah verse 10 and 11.
俄巴底亚书第十节、十一节。
For violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. Verse 11.
十一节。
In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers carried captive his forces, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. Right, please read.
俄巴底亚书第10节, 因你兄弟雅各情强暴, 羞愧必遮盖你, 你也必永远断绝。 11, 当外人掳掠雅各的财物, 外邦人进入他的门, 为耶路撒冷捏阄的日子, 你竟站在一旁, 向与他们同伙。
So this is God mentioning some of the evil actions of the Edomites.
这边是神提到了一些以东人所做的, 邪恶的一些行为。
They took some actions of violence against Israel, right? It was a time when other Gentiles, foreigners, attacked Jerusalem.
这个是在其他的外邦人他们来攻击耶路撒冷的时候。
And the Edomites also joined in.
那这些以东人他们也一同来攻击。
So this gives us kind of a sense of when this book might have been written.
所以这给我们的一个, 让我们比较能够了解这个应该是什么时候所发生的事情。
Right. Again, there aren't really any other details, though.
不过没有太多的细节。
Right. Sometimes the other books in the prophetic books have like, this was during the king of, so-and-so or another king, right?
在其他的先知书有的时候他们会写说这是在什么王之中所发生的事情。
But here we have nothing, right?
可是在这边我们没有看到这些。
We just know that it was a time that Edom attacked Israel.
我们只知道那个就是在以东他们攻击了以色列民的时候。
So Bible scholars propose two dates.
那研究圣经的学者他们提了两个不同的日期。
One possibility is about 850 before Christ.
有一个可能的时间应该是在基督前主前的850年。
There's a recording in 2 Kings chapter 8 where Edom attacked Israel, right?
这是记录在列王记下第8章，这边讲到了以东人攻击耶路撒冷。
The other proposal is when Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians.
那另外一个日期可能的日期就是耶路撒冷城被巴比伦国所毁灭的时候。
Which is around 586 years before Christ.
是在主前586年的时候。
Right. So either way, it was a time when Edom took these actions and they were very proud.
不管是在哪一个时期呢,这个都是在以东他们非常自大骄傲的时候。
Okay. And this is the main offense that God is judging the Edomites for.
这也是主要为什么神要在这边来审判。
So as we read and have read Obadiah, we should also take note of why God was so angry with them.
那我们在查考俄巴底亚书的时候, 我们应该也要来了解为什么神对他们如此的生气。
If God was angry with these Gentiles for their pride, how much more will he be angry with us for our pride, right? The chosen people of God.
如果神对于这些外邦人的骄傲就已经如此的有怒气，那对于我们是信徒的神的怒气应该更加的严重。So
now let's look more into the contents of Obadiah, and let's first talk about why was Edom so prideful.
那我们接下来继续查考俄巴底亚书，我们来看看以东人为什么如此的骄傲。Maybe
some of these can also cause ourselves to be proud.
可能有一些原因也是让我们自己成为骄傲的原因。Let's
now read verse 3.
第3节,
Obadiah verse 3.
俄巴底亚书第3节。
Right, by the way, these are all prophecies that will happen against Edom.
这边所写到的都是将要发生在以东的一些预言。Right,
but through this content, we can also see why they were so prideful.
那从这些内容，我们也可以去稍微了解到为什么他们如此的骄傲。
Well, in verse 3, it says that they were the ones who dwell in the clefts of the rock.
第三节写到他们是住在山穴中。
Whose habitation is high.
他们所住的地方很高。
So one of the reasons why they were so confident is because of their geographical advantages.
那有一个原因他们会这么的自大，有可能是因为他们的地理位置是处于高处。
Right? Their environment itself kind of slowly let pride creep into their heart.
他们的环境让他们心中渐渐的产生了这种自傲的想法。
The capital of Edom, this nation, was a place called Sela. Right?
以东这个国家的首都叫做希拉。
And that name itself means rock.
那希腊这个字的意思就是岩石。
And that means that, well, the city was built in the mountains.
那也是讲说这个城市是建立在山上的。
And most of this nation was in this type of rocky and mountainous geography.
那很多城市都是在这种岩石的山上所建立。
And we know that, geographically speaking, to try to conquer this type of territory is not easy.
那从地理位置上来看，要来能够来征服这样子的城市是非常困难的。
Right? When you have to go uphill to a mountain to attack, you always need more soldiers. You need more equipment, right?
当你要往高处去攻击的时候，你可能要需要更多的士兵。
Right? So this environmental setting likely contributed to their pride.
那这样子他们地理环境的这一些可能就是造成了他们骄傲的一个原因。
Let's now jump to verse 6.
先来看第六节。
Obadiah, verse 6.
俄巴底亚书第六节。
It says, how his hidden treasures shall be sought after.
以扫的隐秘处何竟被搜寻。
Here it mentions the phrase hidden treasures.
这边提到了隐藏的宝物。
So that means that Edom at that time had some measure of wealth too. Right?
那所以这边提到这样表示以东他们也是有足够的宝物。
Okay. So sometimes wealth and treasures also can cause a person to be puffed up, right? to be proud.
有的时候财富与宝物可能也是让我们自高自大的一个原因。
We might wind up looking at all these treasures and thinking that this is because of ourselves, our own doing, right?
我们可能会看着这些财富会觉得这是我们自己所得到的。
Just like how Nebuchadnezzar, he was walking on the, right, and viewing his city of Babylon, right, and he thought this was because of all his doing, right? So his heart was lifted up with pride too.
就像尼布甲尼撒王，当他在巴比伦之中的财富中行走时，他就自高的觉得这些都是他所拥有的。
Right, so this is another reason.
这是另外一个原因。
Let's now jump to verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Obadiah verse 7.
俄巴底亚书第七节。
Does all the men in your confederacy.
与你结盟的。
Okay. Here it mentions that the Edomites, they had many alliances, right? They had a confederacy with other nations.
这边写到以东他们有非常多的盟友，有非常的国家与他结盟。
So, of course, alliances are to give a particular nation more political influence and power.
那有盟友这个国家能够让这个国家更加的强大。
Right, just like how today it's the same thing. Nations enter into treaties so that they have better negotiating power and sharing resources.
那就像现今的国家之中很多就结盟之后他们能够有更大 的军事力量。
Right. So this type of alliances seem to have given Edom a false sense of security.
那这样子的盟友可能让以东他们有这种不是实际的这一个感觉有安定感。
Right, they looked around and said, hey, look at all these friends I have. Right?
他们可能左右看一看想说我有拥有这么多的朋友。
And then all these friends are powerful. So he himself then also became proud.
那因为他以为他身边的这些朋友都这么的强大，他就觉得自己也可以来骄傲。
Let's now jump to verse 8.
看第八节。
Obadiah verse 8.
俄巴底亚书第八节。
In verse 8, God says he will even destroy the wise men from Edom.
第八节，神说到那日，我岂不从以东除灭智慧人。
So in Edom, they also had people who were considered wise men.
所以以东他们也是有智慧人。
Right. But this wisdom was kind of just a secular, false type of wisdom.
可是这样子的智慧是世俗上来说的这样子的聪明。
Right. And so they probably, this maybe became a blind spot for them.
这可能也会变成他们的一个盲点。
Often in Proverbs, we see a phrase like to be wise in your own eyes.
在箴言中，我们常常看到有说自己的眼目中的骄傲 的智慧。
Right, and perhaps these wise men also view themselves that way too.
那可能这些聪明人他们也是这样子看自己的。
Right, they thought they were very, very smart, very intelligent. They knew how to guide their nation.
他们可能觉得自己很聪明，有学识知识，能够这样子来领导他们的国家。
But this actually was a blind spot.
那其实这个是他们的盲点。
There's even more that they were not aware of.
有更多他们没有去发现的事情。
Right, which is the knowledge of God.
就是神来的智慧。
Right, and the ways of God.
还有神的道。
Right, so they eventually became puffed up with pride due to their own wisdom.
可是他们因为自己的这些智慧，他们就这样子的自傲了起来。
Let's also now jump to verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
Verse 9 says, Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed.
第九节，提曼啊，你的勇士必惊慌，甚至以扫山的人都被沙漠剪除。
Teman is another name of, yeah, well, it's the name of one of Esau's descendants, right?
提曼是以扫他的其中的一个后裔。
And maybe eventually became the name of a city or a place.
最终这个名字会变成一个城市的名字。
有可能
会变成城市的名字。
Yeah, and it seemed like that place could mobilize and train many mighty warriors.
那个地方的人可能 有可能都会被训练成为勇士。
Right, and why are they called mighty men?
为什么他们被称为勇士？
It probably means that they also had already some accomplishments. They already had some victories.
可能他们以往有一些成就，曾经有一些战胜的经历。
So this type of capability and accomplishments, that probably led to their pride as well.
那这样的能力，这样的成就，可能也带领他们变成了骄傲的人。
And so all of these are things that we need to be careful of too.
那这些都是我们必须要小心谨慎的。
Right, are we prideful because of the environment that we have?
我们是不是因为我们周遭的环境让我们骄傲了？
What about the riches that we have?
或是我们所拥有的财富？
Or the people that surround us, the people that we associate with, that they have high status.
或是我们所交际的这些人，让我们觉得好像我们自己地位很高。
Right, or do we have a very high education and have many intelligent, at least from a worldly point of view, people around us?
或是我们拥有高学历，或是我们被身边的人认为我们是拥有学识知识的人。
Are we full of talents and a lot of accomplishments and very capable?
或是我们富有才华，或是我们有非常多的成就。
Like, all of these by themselves are not evil.
这些事情单纯来讲并不是不好的。
Right? If God allows us to grow up in a good environment, it's a blessing.
如果神让我们在一个很好的环境长大，这是一种恩典。
If we have riches and wealth, this is a blessing too.
如果我们拥有财富，这也是神所赐的恩典。
If we have good friends and powerful influence, right? or we have good education, wisdom, capability, all these are actually good, right?
如果我们拥有一些好朋友，我们拥有一些学问、知识、高学历，其实这些都是好事。
Right, but the problem becomes when we allow these things to then conquer our heart.
可是问题是我们是否有让这些事情来侵略了我们的心。
And our heart becomes lifted up above God.
让我们的心因此而高高举过于神。
That's when we start to enter into pride.
那就是我们进入了骄傲的时候。
Right? Because pride is basically we have not kept our proper position before God.
骄傲就是因为我们没有在神面前能够站立在适当的位置。
Right. So let's look at the nature of pride now. Right?
我们一起来看一下, 骄傲的本质是什么? Right?
We just talked about the factors that may cause pride.
我们刚刚, 谈论了可能会造成我们骄傲的一些因素。
Right? But what happens when you really become proud?
那可是我们真的变成一个骄傲的人的时候是怎么样的?
Let's go back to verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, the pride of your heart has deceived you.
第三节，你因狂傲自欺，心里说谁能将我拉下地去呢?
Okay, right. In the English version, it says, you know, the pride of your heart has deceived you.
在英文的版本写的比较好，是讲到说自欺。
Right. Pride eventually results in self-deception.
骄傲最后能够变成让我们看不到，能够自己来欺骗自己。
Right, because we no longer see ourselves properly.
因为我们没有办法适当的来看待自己。
We eventually elevate ourselves beyond our proper place.
我们可能会高举高抬我们自己，在这从这个适当的位置高举。
Right, so in verse 4,
在第四节,
God says the Edomites, they were ascending as high as the eagle.
这边写到以东人他们就像大鹰高飞。
And then they set their nests among the stars.
在星宿之间搭窝。
Actually, in the Bible, eagle and stars are good things. Right?
其实在圣经里面,大鹰与星宿都是好的。
But in this context, they are not good.
可是在这边所提到并不是好的。
Because as a human being, we should be what? On earth. We should be on the ground.
因为我们是人,我们应该是脚踏实地的。
Right? But they puffed themselves so high that they thought they were like the eagles. They were like in the stars.
可是他们如此的自傲,觉得自己就像高鹰,大鹰高飞,
did not know who they really were.
他们不了解自己到底是谁。
And this type of self-elevation is artificial. It's without substance.
那这样子自抬身价,自抬是没有一个本质的。
Right, because from God's point of view, that you're not that. You are just a man.
可是从神的眼光来看,我们只是个人。
Right, Edom is still just a nation under God's power too.
以东也只是一个在神的能力之下的一个国度。
Right. So when we puff ourselves up beyond the proper position, that's a self-deception.
当我们自欺自傲到自己能够变成这样子，是一个在自己欺骗自己的一个。
And this is what happened to Satan too.
这个也是发生在撒旦身上的事。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章,
let's read verse 6.
第六节,
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6.
提摩太前书第三章第六节,
not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil.
提摩太前书第三章第六节, 初入教的不可做监督, 恐怕他自高自大, 就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
This is a passage talking about the qualifications of an elder or a bishop.
这边讲到的是能够成为长老或是监督的职分的一个内容。Right,
and one of the things that's mentioned is not a novice, right? Not a new believer.
那这边讲到的就是讲到的是这个初入教的人。
Because Paul was afraid they would be puffed up with pride.
因为保罗担心他们应该会，说不定会变成自高自大。
And he, notice what he mentions here. He says, and he'll fall into the same condemnation as the devil.
就像这边他所提到的，就会像魔鬼一样落在魔鬼所受的刑罚。
So the devil, his main sin is pride.
魔鬼他最主要的罪就是骄傲。
According to Isaiah chapter 14,
以赛亚书第十四章所写到的。
This is also from a spiritual level can be talking about what happened to Satan.
这边讲到了灵界上是怎样，有什么样的事情会发生在魔鬼身上。
He wanted to be like God.
他想要成为神。
Right, he wanted to exalt himself beyond his proper position.
他想要高举他自己。
Okay, and of course, God is, there's only one God. No one can compare with him.
可是神是独一的神，没有其他的东西可以来比较。
Okay, and so for Satan to want to be like the Most High, to ascend to heaven and be on the throne, this is, of course, pride.
对于魔鬼，他想要像神一样高举他自己，能够拥有这样子的尊荣，这是不对的。
Right.
对，就是骄傲。
So, this self-deception winds up offending God.
这样的自欺到最后能够会变成冒犯了神。
Right. But not only is it an evil in itself.
不止这个本身就是邪恶的一件事情。
But pride can lead to even more evil actions.
那骄傲会进带领我们能够进入到更邪恶更不好的一些结果。
So pride is more like a thought or an attitude. That itself is evil, but it leads to even more physical actions that are evil.
骄傲这样子的一个想法本身就已经是不好的，可是它进入我们心中之后会让我们做出更多更不好的一些行为。
Let's go back to Obadiah and let's look at verse 10.
我们回到俄巴底亚书第十节。
Obadiah verse 10.
俄巴底亚书第十节。
We actually read this earlier in the day, in our service.
我们刚刚有提到这一节。
What did Edom do because of their pride?
因为他们的骄傲，以东人做了什么样的事情？
When Israel was being attacked by foreigners.
当以色列民被外邦人所攻击的时候，
Edomites joined in and started to, you could say like, kick the Israelites while they were down.
以东人他们也加入，就像他可能以色列民倒在那边的时候，他们还踢他们一脚。
Right. If we keep reading verse 12 through 14,
我们继续读12节到14节。Right.
They also even rejoiced when they saw their brothers, the Israelites, they were defeated and destroyed.
他们还因为看到了以色列民他们的兄弟这样子 被攻击的时候，他们还因此而欢乐。
Right, rather than have empathy on their own brother, they rejoiced.
他们没有来同情来帮助他们的兄弟，反而因此来欢乐。
And then verse 12 also said they spoke proudly. Right?
而且在十二节这边讲到他们说狂傲的话。
And then in verse 13, they also entered into the land of the Israelites, entered their gates.
13节这边写到，他们也进了以色列民的城门。
And went there to gaze or gloat over their affliction.
而且他们在那边瞪眼看着他们受苦。
Right? Yeah, so this is all actions of pride.
这些都是因着骄傲而有的一些不好的行为。
In verse 14,
14节,
you see, some of the Israelites were trying to escape for safety.
有一些以色列民他们想要逃脱来跑到安全的地方。
But the Edomites purposely stood in their way, captured them, and brought them back to their enemies.
可是这些以东人他们反倒没有帮助他们，还把他们交付到他们的仇敌手中。
So that inner pride led to things like indifference, gloating, cruelty, looting, violence, right, against their own brothers.
他们这些心中的骄傲，让他们变成了行为上出现了漠不关心、不在乎、凶残、掳掠、行强暴与这些以色列民的行为。
Yeah. So these are things that we can also reflect on.
这些是我们要能够自己来反省的一些事。
How do we know we have become proud?
我们如何知道自己是否骄傲？
It's when we have elevated ourselves beyond the proper position.
就是当我们高举我们离开了我们刚有该有 的地点的时候。
It's when we start to treat our brethren in very, very negative ways.
或是我们对于身边的信徒朋友、兄弟姐妹、用不好的方式来对付他们。
Very negative and look down, despise, and even hurt them, right?
可能给他们负面，而且看轻他们，看不起我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, there's other symptoms of pride too that are in the Bible.
当人在圣经中有记载其他骄傲能够后来带来的一些不好的影响。
Like we do not submit to one another, right?
可能我们不会顺服其他人。
Right, like these are all evidences that in our heart something is wrong. We have become puffed up.
这个可能就是一些迹象，让我们知道我们心中已经有了骄傲，有一些不好的这些想法。
And that we should repent and be right before God.
我们应该要反省，能够反悔，在神面前能够成为对的。
Why is that?
为什么要这样？
Because God will resist the proud.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
Right? God, you can see as we keep reading Obadiah, God eventually pronounces more judgment on prideful Edom.
因为在我们所读的这个俄巴底亚书有看到神在最后给这一些以东人更多的刑罚。
Right, let's read now Obadiah 15.
俄巴底亚书15节。
Right. Verse 15, For the day of the Lord upon all nations is near. As you have done, it shall be done to you.Your reprisal shall return upon your own head.
俄巴底亚书十五节，神降罚的日子临近万国，你怎样行，他也必照样向你行，你的报应必归到你头上。
Right, so God eventually will judge and destroy Edom. That's what God is pronouncing against them.
神最终将会降罚，而且能会毁灭以东这个国。
Because they treated their brothers so pridefully and so evil, in such an evil way.
因为他们狂傲的对待他们的兄弟以色列民这样子恶行。
Right. Verse 18 says, No survivor shall remain in the house of Esau.
在十八节这边写到，在以扫家绝对不会有任何剩余的。
Right. This coincides with some other prophecies, like in Ezekiel, other passages, right?
那这样也回应了在其他以西结书所预言的
that God will destroy Edom and the descendants of Esau.
神会毁灭以扫的后裔，就是以东国。
So truly, the Edomites slowly disappeared from history.
那以东这一族最后慢慢的在圣经中消失了
especially after 70 AD.
尤其在主后七十年。
Right. I mean, today, do you ever hear about the Edomites? No, they are basically gone from history.
那今天我们听过以东族吗？没有，因为他们在历史中已经消失了。
So God's words will always be true and will eventually be fulfilled.
神的话永远都是真的，而且都会成真。
Right. On the other hand, God will eventually deliver the Israelites.
那从另外一方面来看，神最后也会能够让以色列民得到胜利。
Right, so this is what God says in verse 15 through 21.
这边在十五节到二十一节这边所写到的。
Right, that God's people will eventually be victorious again and possess many lands, including the lands of Esau.
神的名以色列人他们最后会得到他们该得的诚意而且他们会得到更多
So the day of the Lord is simultaneously destruction of God's enemies but also hope for God's people.
所以神再来的日子, 神会毁灭他的敌人, 也会让他的人能够得到更多。
So this section reminds us once again, like why we should not be prideful.
那这一段让我们能够再次的提醒我们为什么不能够骄傲。
Because in the end, God is above all. He sees all of this.
因为最终来说, 神是在高处, 神能够看到所有的事情。
He is the final judge. He has the highest throne.
他是最终的审判, 他有最高的冠冕。
Right, who are we before him?
我们在他面前是谁呢?
And who are we to lift ourselves above our other brothers and sisters?
我们有什么资格能够在神面前或是在我们的兄弟姐妹面前自高呢?
So the book of Obadiah, I think, is a good sober reminder of all these truths.
那我觉得俄巴底亚书是给我们很好的一个 小小的一个提醒。
Right. We mentioned in the beginning how this book it doesn't mention really like any historical time markers, right? Like a king or when it might have happened.
我们有提到刚一开始有提到这本书并没有记载任何让我们知道这本书是写在什么时代的一个说明。
And I think this basically is letting us know that this problem is timeless. It happens all the time.
所以让我们知道这样子的问题并是没有时间限制的，是能够发生在不同的时间。
Right? It can happen to the Edomites. It can also happen to us.
可以在以东人身上发生，也有可能在我们现代的人身上发生。
So we must be aware.
我们要能够小心。Right?
At the same time, I remember we mentioned how we didn't know which Obadiah wrote this book.
而且我们有提到说，我们不清楚是哪一位俄巴底亚写了这本书。
And I think very beautifully and very quietly, it indicates the proper mindset we should have before God.
那这样其实也是很美妙，而且宁静的小，非常不轻易的让我们就能够了解到这个的重点是什么。Right,
this Obadiah, he didn't emphasize himself.
这个俄巴底亚他并没有强调他自己是谁。
Because truly, before God, we aren't anyone, right?
因为说真的，我们在神面前，我们并不是任何的人。We
are just vessels of God. We are unprofitable servants.
我们是神的器皿，我们是他的仆人。Right,
and just like Obadiah, the meaning of the name, we are just the servant of the Lord.
就像俄巴底亚这个名字的意思，我们就只是一个神的仆人。Right,
and that is what will please God.
那这就是会让神取悦神的一件事情。Yeah,
so thank God for our brief review and study of the book of Obadiah.
感谢神，我们今天简短的一同来查考了俄巴底亚书。
Now we'll conclude with a final prayer.
我们要以一个祷告来做结束。
Let's continue to pray for our holy work here in New York.
我们继续为 纽约地区的圣工发展来祷告。
Let's also constantly examine ourselves and let us be a faithful and humble servant before God.
我们继续来省察我们自己，让我们成为一个忠实的仆人。
Now kneel down and pray.
我们一同祷告。